here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 23rd of October, 2012. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Bridges, born Wilmer, England, 1844. Wanted to be a poet, decided the sensible thing to do is to become a doctor, work at that, retire at the age of 40. Instead, he got to retire early at 37. He got pneumonia, got a lung disorder. So he moved with his mother to a village in the Berkshires, met and married a woman named Monica Waterhouse, began to publish poems, and in 1929 he published The Testament of Beauty. It was very popular, sold tens of thousands of copies. He died 6 months later. Robert Bridges, who wrote, "I love all beauteous things, I seek and adore them. God hath no better praise, and man in his hasty days is honored for them." It's the birthday of another doctor, writer, Michael Crichton, born Chicago, 1942, author of many books, including The Andromeda Strain and Jurassic Park. It's the birthday of the director Ang Lee, born in Taiwan, 1954. His father was the principal of one of the best high schools in Taiwan, believed in traditional education, the classics, but his son went to a three-year art college, wanted to be an artist, came to the University of Illinois to study theater. He still wasn't that fluent in English, so he applied for grad school in film. He thought the language barrier would be less intense in film than in theater. Moved back to Taiwan, made his first movies there. His first Hollywood movie was his fourth one, an adaptation of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility in 1995. He's since made Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Brokeback Mountain, and his newest film, Life of Pi, will be released next month. And it's the birthday of the satirist Alfred Matthew Yankovic, better known as Weird Al Yankovic, Downey, California, 1959. He's written parodies of many hit singles, such as Madonna's Like a Virgin, which he turned into Like a Surgeon, with the lines, "I was last in my class, barely passed at the Institute. Now I'm trying to avoid, yeah, I'm trying to avoid a malpractice suit." And he wrote a parody of Don McLean's American Pie about Star Wars. The chorus, "My, my, this here Anakin guy may be Vader someday later. Now he's just a small fry." And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, "Soon I'm going to be a Jedi. Soon I'm going to be a Jedi." Here's a poem for today by Jessica Greenbaum, Little White Truck. Because the white truck traveling the span of the Williamsburg Bridge could be the white fastener traveling the top of a Ziploc bag, the East River and tugs might be contained without spilling in today's October light, along with this new spray of trees and picnic tables which appeared when the industrial tide of Williamsburg went out. If these could be contained, then likewise the two cyclists now dismounted and steadying their bikes as they kiss. And surely it could hold the music they heard last night eddying again around their thoughts and the memory of their first idea of the future loosed when he held her in a doorway lit by cobwebs of spring rain. Little White Truck by Jessica Greenbaum from The Two Yvonnes, poems published by Princeton University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, a service for managing businesses' online image by working to improve how they look in search engines and review sites. Reputation.com. Written by Betsy Allister, produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.